I was with you all day yesterday.
Yes, it was very nice.
It was very kind, you know.
Yes.
She is very good,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And she does everything for you.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly, yes.
And the cake,
yes.
And everything.
She sent her love to you. And
I know. I will be talking to her, I hope, again.
And she took about 10 pictures while I was...
I will talk to her.
Yes.
I will communicate with her.
And she says, whenever you do communicate, I will ring you and tell you that the miracle has happened.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
It is not for want of trying.
No.
I do my best, you know.
Yes.
Everyone here helps, you know.
Yes.
I am very fortunate to have so many friends.
In a very good form, because we were absolutely alone the whole evening.
And that is better, perhaps, huh?
And,
because Mr. Berth is not interested.
No, he's not interested.
And he has to go out.
Yes.
So you were together.
Right.
At the pictures.
Yes.
I did pose.
Yes.
I posed for the, by the pictures, you know.
Well, I hope nothing will happen on those
Well, I want to. I try. You know?
Yes.
I hope. I like all you have bring my pictures.
Yes, I've given her the same pictures.
You have?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm going to give J. Mattis also.
You are going to give him a picture of me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he will put it with his pictures in his room?
Yes. He likes it very much.
Good. You are going there today, are you not?
Yes, I'm going there.
I shall be with you.
Okay, darling.
They are very kind people. You are very fortunate, you know, in your friends, huh?
Yes.
They are very good for you,
yes.
To you, huh?
Yes.
Ah, it is wonderful to be able to come and talk with you.
Oh, yes.
I look forward so much to it, you
know. See, now Leslie is going away to California.
Huh?
Leslie is going away to California in the new year.
Ah, but only for a visit.
Oh.
Not for good.
No, for 3 months.
Ah, well. We will be able to communicate in the coming year.
But he doesn't know when he'll be able to take up sittings again.
Well, I don't know, but I do hope we can communicate in the future.
Yes.
I would be very disappointed, you know, if we could
yes.
Know.
Yes.
But no doubt it will be all right. Huh?
Okay.
You look very good today. Huh?
I am, darling. Of course. So.
You go for a walk?
Yes, and you know, talking with you puts, you have no idea, it puts new life into me.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know what to say sometimes. I get very nervous, you know, because I think, I should have said this, I should have said that, you know. And I think to myself, I could have done better. But I do the best I can, you know.
Yes.
Every time you come here, I always come.
Mm.
I always do
yes.
My best. But
you
I
know,
would like to do better.
Huh? You know, I met Mr. Neville Randall since we were talking last Monday.
Uh-huh.
And we have decided to carry on with the book. You know?
Do what?
We have decided to carry on with the book.
Uh-huh. And you are going to...
Help him. And he said, ask her some questions which I am giving you. And one of the questions he put to me, he said, ask Annie what her experience was when she passed over from this world. How did she find who came to meet her, and how did she experience her passing?
Oh, I was very...
So I said, I will put her the question.
You know, when it happened to me,
yes.
I think I was much more conscious of you.
Oh,
I was very concerned for you.
Oh, yes, of course.
And for quite a while, you know,
mm.
I found it very difficult to adjust myself.
Yes.
Because all the time I was concerned over you.
Yes.
Because you were so, well, you know, very unhappy.
Did anyone come to meet you?
Oh, various people came to meet me. People that, some of them I did not know, but people to do with the family.
Yes, I see.
Way back, you know.
Yes, I see. How long was it since you found this house you are living in now?
Oh, that was not immediately. For a while I stayed with people, with friends, and
yes.
I was helped, you know,
yes.
To adjust myself.
So, yes.
I think what is important to remember is that you have to gradually assimilate new knowledge,
yes.
experience, you know.
Yes,
you have to throw aside a lot of old ideas. Of course, what prevented me at first, I think, from settling was my concern for you.
Yes.
I knew how terrible you were, you know,
yes, I know,
how unhappy you were, and how you were missing me. And I spent a lot of time with you in the apartment.
Yes.
I tried desperately for you to know.
Yes.
I was there, but I don't know whether you realize how close I was.
Oh, yes, of course I was. I realized very, very well.
But it was like living in two worlds.
In two worlds.
At the same time, because I was ever conscious of you, I was ever conscious of everything around and about you in regard to the apartment and your work and friends and Mama and other people, you know.
And
I was visiting here and there.
Yes.
And what was extraordinary was I could not make anyone know I was there. You were the only person who seemed to have some realization in my presence, because you used to talk a lot to me.
Yes. I used to talk to your photo.
I know, you used to go and pick up my picture or stand in front of it, and you used to say, so-and-so, I am here, you know, different things, and I knew what you were thinking.
I used to kiss them, and even I do now.
And under the pillow.
Yes.
Under the pillow.
That's right.
You know, the cushion.
Yes. And how long of it?
But you know, what worried me was,
yes.
I think, that you did not sleep well.
No. That's right.
For a long time.
Well, I tell you, I felt that I was a broken man.
I know, but you see, what I was trying desperately to do was impress you.
Yes.
And I wanted you to relax. And
yes.
And to sleep,
yes.
Because when you are asleep, it's often you can be with me.
Yes.
Because your spirit, you yourself, able to leave your body,
yes.
And come here, and we can be together. Mm. And for quite a long time, you were very restless and did not sleep well.
Yes.
And you would pace around, you know.
Yes.
And I got very depressed for you, you know, about you.
And how long was it before you come in contact with Sibylla and Peter?
Well, that was almost immediate. But the point is, I know it sounds strange now, but I could not realize at first that there could be any children.
Yes.
Because I thought to myself, this is impossible.
Yes.
I mean, it was not that I did not accept in a way, but I thought, well, you know, how can this be?
But you knew there were miscarriages.
Yes, I know, but you must remember that when I was on your side, like most people, everybody,
you don't
think of children
under
those circumstances.
That's right.
And when I arrived here, they were here, and of course I was happy to be with them, or to know of them, but...
But did the children know that you were their Mama?
Yes, you see, this is very strange.
Yeah, that is extraordinary.
They knew, of course, that we were connected, that I was their Mama.
Yes.
But I never had any children, as far as
I
was concerned.
I mean, physically.
And yes, you see, I could not at first accept the idea. It's very difficult to put into words what I want to say.
Ah. And does that happen with all the children who are active in the world today? Do they return to their Mama?
I don't think in every case.
Not
no.
in every case. There must be enough.
I think unless there is a great bond.
Yeah.
I mean, if there is a tremendous love,
yeah,
then that is a different thing.
Yeah.
But so many, are not of love, you know?
That's right. Do you know, today there are more children aborted than born in the world.
Well, that I think is wrong.
Yes, but...
I don't know whether I should say... morally,
yeah,
but I think it is wrong.
Yeah, but the world is so poor.
I know, but...
And the children come, whether they like it or not. And that's what the trouble.
I don't know how to explain some things, you see.
No.
Because man on earth thinks purely...
Yeah.
On a material level.
That's right.
And he thinks only in a physical way.
Yeah.
He does not seem to realize, at least many people do not realize, that that it is of the mind and of the spirit.
Mm.
I mean, if you think from within your innermost self on a mental and spiritual level, that is just as vital. In fact, it is, of course, more vital and more able to bring into being something, whether it is a child or whether it is something else, than a physical. I mean, for instance, in the material world, before you can create anything, you have to think about it. And then you put your thoughts into action and you create.
Yeah.
And of course, the same applies in a way here. I mean, but you cannot create anything unless you yourself make it possible by your thoughts.
Yeah.
Everything here is created by the power of thought.
Yeah.
And it only becomes a reality if that thought is strong enough and if that thought is good enough.
Yeah.
There can be no permanency about anything here unless that which you are concerned with or thinking about is of something that is spiritually important or spiritually worthwhile.
No,
I mean, if you think on a lower level or material level, those things have no basis in truth and they have no basis in solidity or in a basis on this side of permanence. Only that which is good can be created and remain here. All that is of a lower thought or lower condition has no bearing. It may temporarily have a purpose, but it has no permanent reality, you know?
Yeah.
That's why when we first come here, we still think to some extent materially, and we cling to old ideas at first, but we have to release ourselves from those things, and then when the thought of them has departed from us, then we are free of those conditions which are purely material.
Right. Oh, yeah. Tell me something about our house.
Well, it is very small, I suppose, in a way, yes, but it is adequate, you know, it is sufficient, it is very pretty and very nice.
Separate rooms?
Yes, and the children, of course, are with me, and we have a beautiful garden. I think that is my chief joy, you know.
How many rooms are there?
Oh, well, I suppose when you talk about rooms, I suppose if I say five, but you see, we don't need
No.
So a kitchen, as you term it, is not necessary.
Yes.
And although we do retire and rest,
yes,
it is not necessary to have what you would call bedrooms.
No.
Not in the same meaning.
No.
I mean, here, if one has been doing something, it means you have been very active.
But,
then, of course, if you wish, you can withdraw temporarily. the material and all that stuff. And, you know, when on earth, then temporarily you may have those things, but you soon lose the desire for them and then they go.
And if you look after the garden and...
yes, but you know, I don't know how to explain certain things. I would not want you to think that you just think of something automatically and then there it is. You have to become, I suppose if the word is worthy of it, I don't know, but you cannot just create for pleasure alone. You have to be creative from the point of view of being of service, not
yes.
just only for yourself, but for others. I mean, what I want to try to explain is that our people here who love to create, who love to construct, and there are people here who love to use material. And we have all manner of kind of materials which I suppose there are no counterpart on us. There are substances of which I could not even begin to explain to you. There are people who like to create music.
You create your own clothes.
Yes, but you see, it is not necessarily just something which you think about and there it is. You have to also, as one progresses, that is, realize the need to make some effort in a sense where you lose such things, which can be used to create. I mean, you don't suddenly find, in the beginning, there's some things you do create by your thoughts. Who've been here for perhaps a new time longer, then you begin to realize that the time of the initial stages are already good, and then you begin to want to do something constructive. And then you don't only do it just by thought, you do it by effort, by action. For instance, great musicians still compose great works here, and great artists still create wonderful works. It may be in various ways. I mean, for instance, we have many things here which you don't have. I mean, our spectrum is greater. The colors in this world are, so tremendous, you know.
Yeah, do you have neighbors around the house?
Oh, yes, we have people around and about in the community.
And,
there are many people.
And your friends around?
I think it is natural that of like mind and of like interest, you see, will gather together and form a community, and you become part of that community, and you do work together. And sometimes, for instance, when there is a disaster or some terrible thing happening in your world, a group of souls from this world will band together and form a unit, and we will come down to earth to help. For instance, if there has been a big disaster, like an earthquake or something of that nature, then thousands of souls from this world of ours, or different parts of this world, because it is a vast, I mean, it's just so vast, this world. I mean, I only know a small fraction of it.
And then tell me, how do you spend the average day? You obviously
well, we are not subject to day and night, not as you understand it.
Yes.
We don't have day and
night, yes.
Not in the way in which you have. We have an awareness, of course, of time,
but
we're not subject to time as you are.
But children work separately, as you don't all go together to work.
No, we have different interests, of course, although we have much in common. But I am very interested in working with young people, with children that come over. And I have a lot to do with the young people who need help and encouragement and what you would term, I suppose, education.
Should be done Peter the same?
Oh, yes. But Peter, he does a lot of work with young people and has a great deal to do
with helping young people over. And he is much more concerned, I think, with working nearer the earth from the point of view of helping souls over who perhaps die, as you term it, under tragic circumstances.
Yeah,
I mean, you get someone perhaps who was killed in an accident, a young person on a motorbike or something, and he attaches himself to young people.
Yes. There are many people die like that.
Oh, far too many people.
Many.
You see, we are very conscious of your world,
and
we are very aware of the tragedy of your world, because there's so much going on. There's so many people who are creating a great deal of unhappiness in the world, and we try as best we can to help influence. It's very difficult.
And of course you try to learn things also, like music and...
Of course, you see, Peter, young people over here, they are often around your world, gaining knowledge and experience from watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with Gladys and the little girl in the car, she is obviously a child who has not been over here very long.
No. Do you know who that girl is?
Well, don't you know? I don't really know very much about it, but I know that they call her Sheila.
Call her?
Sheila.
Sheila, yes.
That is the only thing I know, that they call the child Sheila.
Very
clear. She's a pretty child, I believe.
I first thought it was Sheila.
Oh, no. They are grown up. They are not children anymore.
Really?
You are more of a child than they are. No, that's true. Do you know that?
Yes.
No, it's true. We see they have the advantage of having been here for a long time, at least from your point of view.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And they have assimilated a great deal of knowledge and experience. And most of their life, well, all their life, really, has been of a spiritual nature. The only material aspect is what they have gained by coming back to Earth and taking an interest in you, as I do, and also watching and assimilating experience and knowledge from your world, most of which is purely on a material level, which quite frankly has very little interest for them. I mean, like they like to come and help you, but there is so much misery and so much unhappiness in your world. There's so much hatred among people and nations. And really, the more one thinks about it, the more blessed we feel that we have
been out of it.
Yes, I suppose that is the way to look at it. I mean, the children have never been in a way touched by material things. Whereas you have, I have. But we have been very blessed because we have assimilated a great deal of the spiritual realization about life. We know that we are spiritual beings, even though we have not yet happened, as you still are, encased in material flesh. The body, the physical body, is only the outer covering. It's not the real any more than it was the real me. I am as I truly am. Some extent, but you are having to try as best you can, that is, to express yourself in a material way, through a material agency, the body, you know. The body is not you, it is part of you while you're on earth, but that's not really you. You are indestructible because you are of the spirit, like me. We are, I don't know, this is what makes it also wonderful. That I know with absolute assurance, you know, that this is only a temporary thing, this material existence, as you indeed know.
Yes, exactly.
But we are not separated. We have never, ever been separated.
No,
mentally and spiritually, we are as one.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
This is what is important.
I feel that too. And you see that the power of telepathy is.
We are in tune.
Yes.
We are as one. It is, I don't know how to put it in words. All I know is that we have never been, you know, have been as one. For me, the best thing is to sleep, because then you are impaired in sleep. And this is why I would like to sleep more. But I don't think you get up very late. I know that's not all done, huh? I see you only have half an hour to sleep or something. I don't know. Really you, and your physical body to some extent will react accordingly. Of course, like machine, I suppose it will run down, and some parts won't work too well. But I think you I think very good. You know, I mean, you have recently had your heart and all that, and that's a new sense of it being rather. But that is finished, and you're getting better.
Yeah.
I think when the, I've always tell you this, that when the time comes, it will be quietly and peacefully in your sleep. I don't think for one moment that you will have a long illness. I'm sure you will not have to go and have treatments or things like that.
No.
I've always said, and I know this is so, when the time comes, you'll go quietly and peacefully to me. Oh, you don't know. When you come here, what a big, wonderful reception.
I have other impressions about this house.
Well, I suppose in a kind of way,
yours are always tiny, like, you know.
oh, I have to go. It was a pity the power's gone. But the children's in the love. I can't hold on. But I just want you to know how joyous, happy I have been to come to you. Darling, and don't worry. Everything is going to be all right. My love will always sustain you.
Okay, darling.
God be with you. All my love. Love for the children.
Yes.
I have to go.
And give them my love.
Oh, she did marvelously well, as good as I've ever heard her. I think she gets better and better. Anyway, I'll see you again, Shantai, next year.
Yes.
And a happy Christmas.
And take care of my Leslie.
Oh, you'll be all right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.